Very happy now to be joined by Silverbacks forward Matthew Borgo for today's intermission interview. Borgi, I just want to start here this interview by giving you the opportunity to kind of say hi in French back to your folks home. What do you kind of want to say just to say hi?
Salut, papa, maman, Charles, et Frank. Je vous aime et merci de me regarder.
And can you just, I know it was brief, but can you translate to English quickly what you just said?
Well, I just said hi to my family and love you guys and thanks for watching us.
Perfect. Okay, so let's chat about this busy, busy, hectic schedule, this unique season for you, your first in the BCHL. But before we get there, you went to Lake Forest Academy last season. You and Lucas Matta and I guess Julian Racine all went to LFA at one point. Can you just talk briefly about your experience last season at Lake Forest Academy? What was it like?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, not only my time at LFA made me a better hockey player and a better student, it also made me a better human being. And I think that's a really good thing, is being, you know, still pretty young and away from home, just getting that, you know, English environment. And it was really good.
Now, of course, you played with Lucas Matta last season. Racine had already moved on. But I just want to know, as a teammate of his from last year now to this year, how have you seen his game grow? I'll, of course, ask about your own game. But first, you can give a little, you know, peer evaluation, because Matta, I mean, last night it was 5D. He's playing a lot. He's playing great. How have you seen his great game grow from Lake Forest to this year?
Oh, it's been crazy. I mean, you can see from last year, he's really improved. And not that he was a really good player for our team last year, but this year he's getting more and more minutes every night. And I think he's been working hard off the ice and on the ice with the coaches. So I think, yeah, he's always been a good player, but I think he's going to be something special this year and next year and for his future career also.
So let's talk about your own game a little bit. Let's just go back to the fall, Okanagan Cup, when you first, you know, debuted. What was the most surprising thing to you? Was there anything that, you know, you didn't expect that you found out?
I think if I just compare it to my league last year, it was just the pace that the game was going at, and just making your plays a lot faster and, you know, always keep your feet moving because someone's going to come at you and, you know, trying to steal the puck. So I think, yeah, the pace is the thing that I struggled with the most.
What about now then? You've had obviously more time to practice. You've had months to work on your game, and now there's been 13 games so far in the regular season. So is there anything that you've gotten more comfortable with, or the game has maybe changed for you in an easier way?
I think I've gained more and more confidence with the puck. So, you know, in the Okanagan Cup, I would just maybe get rid of the puck a lot more than right now. I get to hold on to the puck and, you know, maybe slow down the play and make plays. So I think that it's good for me, like, having more time with the puck. That's why I'm an offensive player. So that's what I'm good at. So, yeah.
And you, of course, you scored your first regular season BCHL goal April 14th against the Vipers. Can you take us through that play? What did you see?
It's just a battle in front of the net, and we got two shots from the point. First shot got into the corner, and then JR made a good play to bring it back to Sands, and then just a rebound in front. Just saw the puck pop in front and just shot it, like, as fast as I could, and it went in. And obviously it was a big goal because we were coming back. It was the goal that made it 5-4, but, yeah, I was happy to contribute that way.
So that was the play, obviously part of a comeback, but can you tell me a little bit about, like, the feeling of what it felt like? I mean, it was your first in the league, so what did that feel like?
It felt really good, and, you know, it was a huge goal for our team, so it makes it feel even better. And I think, you know, just celebrating with my teammates made it even better. It was surreal, yeah.
Now, talking about, I mean, a goal that's part of a comeback, you guys have done that often. You're never down and out. So is there a reason you think, like, can you try to explain, and maybe it's hard to, but what is it about this group that never gives up?
I think it starts with practice. We've been working really hard and, you know, doing battle drills all the time, and this pass battle drill that, you know, just kills us, but it makes us better hockey players and more competitive. So I think we're a team that we don't like losing, and every time we're down, we're doing everything we can to, you know, get those goals and make the comeback.
The other thing that kind of stands out to me a little bit, and people, other players have said, and is the leadership of this group. You know, is there anyone who's really helped you, you know, make that transition, and who do you look to in the room, you know, who's really helped lead this team this season?
Yeah, we have really great leaders this year, and I spent a lot of time with our captain, Hunter Sansbury, and I think he's a player that I look up to, and also Simon Tassi and Shazi and Benny, all those great players that I've been looking up to all this year. And, you know, I'm kind of looking what they do on the ice, off the ice, and trying to get a little tips from them.
Now, it's been a busy, busy schedule. What do you do? Like, what do you focus on to stay as fresh as possible?
Just keep my body fresh, you know, ice bath, take care of it, stretch a lot, try to get good nights of sleep and good nutrition in order to, you know, stay fresh every night and be able to play a full 60 every single night.
So you mentioned nutrition there. I'm always just curious a little bit about diet for players, because you're burning a lot of calories, so you probably need a lot of energy, which means you probably need to eat a lot. Is there anything that you know, to keep that energy level high, what are the types of things you need to eat a lot of?
I mean, of course, proteins, and, you know, before, maybe two nights before a game, take a lot of carbs. But yeah, and also right now I'm big on smoothies, so just put protein powder in it and a bunch of good stuff in it. So I think that's good for me, and it's, you know, it's healthy food, and that's what you need to you know, have the high level of energy.
Awesome. Can you share with us what's in your go-to smoothie? What do you put in it?
Normally frozen fruit, and then I put maple syrup, you know, that Canadian touch, and then that green, it's like a green powder, so it's like, I don't know, it's good for you. I don't really know what it is, but and then I put protein powder, yogurt, and almond milk, and then just a little bit of water in it, and yeah, it's almost as good as going to Booster Juice.
Oh yeah, it's a young group this year, like you mentioned about looking ahead, you know, to, there's a lot of big pieces that are going to be coming back or able to come back. When you look around the room at this group, can you explain, like, what's most excited? What do you see when you look around at who's eligible to return and maybe what this team could be next season?
Yeah, I think it all starts this year. We're starting to build, like, a winning culture, and we're trying to build something really special with this group. And of course, like, incoming guys for next year, we're going to include them and, you know, making sure they're a part of our culture. And it's really exciting. I'm, you know, as much as I'm looking forward to playing, like, the rest of the season, I'm really looking forward to next season and trying to, like I said, build that winning culture with this team and this group of guys.
There's been, so obviously you guys, we've talked about coming back and the leaders helping with that and the culture. You said, like, the hard practicing helped. But other than always coming back, it's been astounding how many close games there's been, whether it's West Kelowna or whether it's Vernon. No team ever really seems to be out of it. So is there lessons that you and maybe the team as a whole, like, are you able to learn from playing in so many tight games? How does it help you guys having so many close games?
Yeah, I think it really helps. But so we saw it this year when, you know, when we're up and then we lose the lead, it's always, you know, it's always tough, but we all learn from it and trying to bounce back next game. So when it happens, we don't let ourselves blow the lead. So I think we're all students here, students of the games, and we're learning every single game and getting better and better. So that the next game, you know, we're on top of our game on this and try, you know, to focus on what we do good and do it to make sure we win the game.
So just a couple off-ice questions to finish up here. You committed to RPI back in the fall. It's also where teammate Danny Ciccarello will head to after his junior career. For you, though, what was it about the RPI program that appealed to you the most?
I felt like RPI was, you know, the place for me to help me develop as a hockey player and as a person, and help me achieve my dream of playing pro hockey one day. And with their coaching staff, I mean, they're really awesome. and all the tips and advices he gives me all the time. So I think it's really the place where they can make me a pro hockey player.
Awesome. And lastly, off the ice, your Billets. Let's talk about them a little bit. Kerry Rogan, Jeevan and Naveed. What have been the highlights for you about staying and living with them?
Yeah, I got to say something first, though. Before the interview, they're like, oh, make sure to talk about me. And I was like, oh, there's no way. Like, there's no way that I'm just going to say, oh, Naveed in my interview. And then you ask that question. It's pretty funny. But, yeah, I mean, it's been really great to be part of their family. They're awesome people, and I love them very much. And, you know, from just making my laundry, even I'm not ashamed of saying that, but, yeah, they make my laundry, and, you know, prepping my pregame meals. I'm just so grateful to be in a family that's, like, to be in their family. It's been awesome.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Matthew, and obviously good luck this season and moving forward to next year.
Thank you.